Joining me now is the gentleman from the room. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is just about.
Just about.
And you played last night.
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was great fun.
Yeah, we had an absolute blast. Yeah, our first time at HRH. And we'd love to play again. I mean, it was just a stunning show. Yeah.
I think there's a number of bands that when they come the first time, I haven't had one that's gone. I don't think
we'll do this again.
Now, your style of rock, I wouldn't quite class as AOR generally.
No.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No. It's always
so
difficult.
How did it come about that you were on this one rather than maybe the prog one?
Seven booked us.
Right. Turn up the opening of an envelope for us. Is that what it is?
We have asked Seven in the past for us to go onto the prog side, but the thing with the room is that because of the different backgrounds of everybody here, we've got some from classic rock background, yeah, from a hair metal background, from prog and all kinds of stuff. The mixture, the style that we do is hard to label.
Yeah. So it's not really quite one thing or another. It's not straightforward AOR. It's not necessarily fully prog either. It's somewhere in the middle. Well, that's all right.
Yeah. Classic rock background.
I grew up very much 1987. Yeah. If you sort of pick a year, that'll be it.
Jeez, and, I'm feeling so old now.
Yes, oh my. I didn't know what was worse, thinking, oh my God, that album's 30 years old. Oh my God, my daughter's 23. Yeah. Or, oh my God, I'm 50 in October. I mean, it doesn't happen. 50? No, never going to get there.
It's not helping Dave, honestly.
It's not. Sorry. It's not helping me either.
He's 67.
You're doing well.
Thank you very much.
Easy paper, Em.
It's brilliant. But yeah, the guys are right. You know, it's really difficult to classify exactly where we sit. So, from your perspective, maybe you should be saying, well, I think you should be playing HRH prog next year. Or,
to be honest, I hate pigeonholes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I think one of the reasons why I've covered every single Hard Rock LAOR, and I think the reason I do it is because it's not really AOR. There's not that many that you would say they are 100% AOR.
We talked about this last night, and we created a catalogue of AOR bands, and none of them were anyway.
There's metal bands, there's good, just solid rock bands, there's all that kind of stuff. This is a real mishmash of different.
But it's not bad.
It's not a bad thing.
No,
it's great.
It's fantastic.
And the thing is, you know, our thing from day one has been about songs,
yes,
and about melody and tunes and that side of it. And all right, yeah, one bit, you know, I might throw in a little bit of 5/8 or something slightly odd, but then
77/6.
Yeah. You know, just gives it a bit of
sorry, I just made them up.
I can only count to four.
You do all right.
And I fall over after that.
It's right, I mean,
it mixes it up a bit.
We are song based, we're very melody based. Our previous band, the Steve and I were in, was a pure progressive rock band, 35 minute songs and stuff like that, which is almost what we did. But I wanted to keep essence in the band, but write songs, melodies, and you know, and that kind of thing. And if we feel as though we need to put a bit of complication in here and there, just to make it look, you know, a little bit more interesting, we will do. So.
Well, I went for years. People saying, well, "I don't like prog. Don't like prog. Don't like prog."
Yeah, it was a dirty word for decades.
One of my friends has played keyboard for Fish, and things like that. And we were talking about stuff, and they said, "Well, you've come to see my band now. We're prog." Oh, yeah, it's different. Yeah. And he said, "Do you like Queen's Rock?" Yeah, well, that's prog. Yeah. Oh, is it Dream Theater? Yeah, I like them. Yeah, so you like prog? I went,
Dream Theater prog are just very heavy.
Very heavy. And certainly the last 2 years, I like prog. And they go, "Oh, so you like all the wizards and dragons?" I went, no, I don't like that. No.
It wouldn't let me wear my pointy hat and cape last night, which is a real shame. You know.
That would have gone well. Liam Gallagher wears a wizard's cape.
All right.
just brings us round to Liam Gallagher and Wizard Sleeve, doesn't it? I mean, he is a no. Wizard Sleeve. Sorry.
Sleeve of Wizard.
And we found the level. There you go. Well done, fellas. That didn't take very long.
That's perfect.
What's a Wizard Sleeve?
Liam Gallagher.
All right. Google Wizard Sleeve.
I will.
I'm not at work.
You'll recognise the accent as well. You'll recognise the border accent.
Okay.
And that's the thing, right? I said I don't like pigeonholes because I think it's very lazy.
Yeah.
And but some people really love it. And I even hate the phrase melodic rock. I love melody, and that's where I get hooked.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've got feeling you guys played at my mate's place in Bolton. Played
the railway. Yeah, we did. Yeah, great night there with Doris Brendel.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? I drank that.
that was a good night.
And, there was something about when John had that place, it was like I would go, I lived around the corner at the time, and it got me doing this, and it got me seeing bands that I wouldn't have seen before.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
And you suddenly go, no, I like good. Good stuff is what I'm angry. I don't care. And yet, there's something about this festival. I don't think it really matters. As long as there's some melody there, doesn't matter whether it's Skid Row, who aren't they? Little Caesar, who aren't. And you guys, and there's loads of bands doing different things. But the theme running through everybody is melodies and songs. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a sucker for that.
And do you think that is? It's the same across all the audience? Do you think they come in with that same expectation?
I do. I mean, a lot of them do the more definitely AOR type Firefest when it existed, which is very, very, that is AOR.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's a lot of this crowd do that, but there is more sort of crowds that grow. And even those ones that come here as well are the ones that are very, very accepting.
They come with an open mind.
Last night, some friends of mine were playing up against Night Ranger. Now, Night Ranger, I love. When I was in the pit for the first two songs, life in my room was too full. I'll go and watch my mates.
Is it Lawless?
Lawless, yeah. And then all of a sudden, people were getting the same thing. It's a bit full. I've seen them move around and mingle and have a chat. And and people sort of, you might start off in that room where it's a bit quieter, and then suddenly it fills up. But it's not just fill up and walk out, it's this day.
Mm. Yeah, we were a bit unfortunate because we were at the start of Night Ranger, so everybody would just sort of, you know,
cleared.
We had a good slot, we had a good bash at them. You know, but yeah, we're up against a headliner, and we knew that.
Yeah. It's just the way it is. Yeah.
You know, so that's
not everybody here likes Night Ranger. I mean, I've spoken to three people.
Absolutely.
Said, actually, the whole weekend's about today for me, and I'm like, oh, okay, right. Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
And definitely. So they're the people that you guys will have caught.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, in terms of the room, you got new music or?
So yeah, we've got. Two albums under our belt, and we start recording the third album at the end of April for release in November, which we're quite excited about. We're recording it with a guy called John Mitchell, who he currently is the guitarist and singer in It Bites, and a load of other bands: Frost, Lonely Robot,
Kino,
Arena.
Yeah.
So the proper guy, he's producing the album for us, and so we're very excited about that. It's all written, so we've just, in fact, we played two of the songs last night, and we're going to play something on the acoustic stage at 2 o'clock that we've never played live before, that is going to be the first single off the album, and we thought we'd try it out here.
Yeah,
that's good. Last time I went to see a band, I won't name Extreme. I went to see a band before Christmas who weren't Extreme, who in the encore said, we've put this in, we've never played it live, and they put it on, and you see people in the crowd going, I think there's a reason for you to play that live. Great song, and it is, and I love the band, but live it just was sort of a bit...
Right, okay, let's change the plan then.
Right.
No, but if it's going to be a single, it'll be fine.
It's
much loved album track.
It's amazingly radio friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's we deliberately wrote a 3 minute song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we find very
It was a first for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah. And we actually wrote it in 3 minutes.
I think we did actually. So that's coming out in November. Brilliant. So we're excited about that for sure.
You say that about writing.
Mm.
How do you all write, or is it sort of?
Yeah.
And is that a sort of a mix of everybody's influences come out with what is a
yeah? Oh, very definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think an idea comes in, doesn't it? And then we just all attack it.
Yeah.
Steve, something just happens
in the rehearsal studio, yeah. And we just go with it, and then there's another song. So,
yeah. Martin writes all the lyrics. We don't really get a look in. We may change one word, take the F word out of songs.
Yeah.
But we get themes for songs sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, we may.
The music, you know, it's got a theme to go with it. Like that, then Martin will write a story around that.
Because they are all story based, Dave. You know, there's always a good story to our songs. It's not about wizards and demons and stuff like that. It's kind of real life stuff in the main. And Martin's got this amazing ability to just walk up to a microphone and start singing a lyric that just comes from somewhere. And quite often that stays right to the end of the song and the life of the song and it gets recorded. It's extraordinary.
Is that because you've almost got this sort of magnet memory and you say lines in places and things and just remember it just comes out?
Just lazy. No, you're right. I mean, usually the first little bit of melody for the chorus or whatever, it kind of works. And I don't know why it does or how I do it. It just seems to pop in. Nine times out of ten, it will stay.
Yes.
I've tried to change things in the past and it just doesn't work. Yeah.
I use the interviews as a way to try and help me on songwriters. It's like you've been noticed. For 30 years, people said, "You might." Oh no, we should.
Modern technology helps, though, doesn't it? Because when we are rehearsing or we're coming up with something, we record it, that gets shared amongst us, and then on occasion we might then take it to, you know, do a bit of sound editing, chop it a bit, move a chorus around, and start building a song from it.
Mm.
And that saves an awful lot of time then.
Yeah, it does.
Going
really
back
helps.
Into the rehearsal room and
trying to remember what you played last week.
Yeah.
we had a week in the studio writing in September, writing stuff for the album. And we're just now getting, after we've done a few shows and bits and pieces, so we're now getting back into trying to remember exactly what it was that we did back in September. We've got two or three more to relearn, haven't we? And then we're ready for April.
And the great thing about playing some of those songs live is when we now go back into the studio, those are pretty much complete songs now, aren't they?
They are. Just waiting for John Mitchell to change. Just
going
to
go now.
When you're working with a producer like John, do you find that happens? They sort of say, "Have you thought about doing this? Thought about doing that?" Or do they just take exactly what you've done and sort of
our experience,
sprinkle it in glitter?
No. Our experience with our previous producer is he does what he said first. He'll make suggestions, certainly with him being
a drummer.
He's a drummer as well.
Plenty of drum suggestions.
Yeah.
Try dig a da, dig a da, rock, dig a do, dig a do.
Drummer.
But no, he does.
All the time.
He's pretty much. Yeah.
He was quite harsh with us, wasn't he?
Yeah.
On occasion.
Yeah. And quite rightly so.
You have to be thick-skinned as well.
Yeah. And my sense is it's going to be even tougher with John.
Yes.
And I hope it is actually. Yeah, yeah. Certainly bring the best out of us.
Yeah. And that must be quite hard because, you know, your band, and the songs are your kids.
Yeah.
That's why I try never to say what's your favourite one to play live or what's your favourite on the album, because it's like, well, clearly all of them is the answer. But for someone to say, right, well, you know, you've got it, played your drums, like, they're the best that I can do. And you're like, oh, well, actually, not like that.
No, don't do it like
don't
that.
Do yeah, that.
I did struggle with it a couple of times, having not been produced myself before in a band. I've always produced myself, so to speak. But it was tough, but you realise that the bigger picture, they see the bigger picture. You're just in love with what you've created. They're like, well, you know, they're looking from out.
outside with fresh eyes and then come in and go, no, it would sound better. You just have to just, yeah, okay, fair enough. Bite down on something tough and just take it and just do it.
Bite down and take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I had to do that this morning, actually.
Take it like a man.
I think the songs that we know work don't get changed an awful lot, and then those that we know we're unsure of, they get it. I remember from the last album we had a 9-minute track and it got edited back a bit to about 7 or 8 minutes. But it just came out. Yeah, it just came out so much better as a result.
Like 9 minutes long. Was that just about being a bit tighter? Like,
yeah, just more focused. Yeah.
Gives it that bit of extra punch.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and removing the unnecessary bit.
No,
it was. See,
I would never say that, but it's that bit where you go, well, no, when you write it, you'll go, that would have been necessary, because that's what you're doing.
Yeah. That's
exactly right, but it's an extra pair of ears that's sort of coming there to say,
challenges.
Well, you know what, it is, but have you thought about it? Mm.
And in that particular song's case, we never played it live until we did the DVD and then realised what a cracking live song it is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Hard to pull off because it's quite complicated and lots of bits and patches and all sorts of things. But
yeah, good live song.
Yeah. And have you got Facebook and webs?
Sound like dad.
Yes.
This was on Tinternet.
On Tinternet.
On Tinternet.
Yes, we are. We're all Facebooked up. Theroom.eu, Twittered, theroom_eu, Insta thingy.
Website is www.theroom.eu.
Insta thing. We're on
Instagram.
Yeah.
No, we're fiercely remain. So it's going to stay.
So we've got all that. All the information goes up there.
Brilliant. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Catch you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.